replacement migration policy isn't a conspiracy theory. Neither is the left's desperate attempt to fatten their base and dissolve the fundamental American population. And it is a fact. We have an immigration process for a reason. Regardless, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi dubbed President Trump's insistence that the United States build a wall along its southern border a manhood issue. But back in the real world, the real issue is that 12,000 men, women, and children are crossing every month. And a caravan of Central Americans is rapidly approaching our border. Sounds a lot more like a national security issue.
Speaker Pelosi is also the same woman that told us that sometimes mowing the grass near the border is a more effective option than a border wall, so let's start there. But furthermore, a border wall is not a manhood issue. It's an immigration issue, it's a border enforcement issue, and it's an American issue. And I would also remind her that there are millions of American women who voted for Donald Trump to build that wall, and we certainly don't have a manhood issue.
Again, social media has played a role. Many of the migrants are being told via Facebook that they will receive asylum due to fleeing from gangs and grinding poverty. But roughly 40 million Americans are living in poverty, and those same gangs that the caravan is fleeing have a nationwide network in the United States.
We don't want to leave our country because we want to do it. It's because there's nothing here for us. Crime also forces us to leave.
The US president thinks otherwise. Donald Trump claims the caravan itself is full of criminals and has asked authorities in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to stop it. So far, to little effect, despite threats from Trump to slash their aid.
No, we've got a crisis at our southern border. But this caravan that was organized by leftist organizations in Honduras made its way through Guatemala. Now thousands of people trying to come up the 1,000-mile journey through Mexico for the purpose of violating our laws and coming into this country illegally is just unacceptable. The president and I have made it clear we will not allow it.
Judicial Watch got the documents that George Soros' Open Society Foundation gets U.S. taxpayer money, millions, to then fund these operations that have UN authority. So the UN has the treaties with the countries to set up the refugee camps to bring the people in from all the world to then unvetted bring them into the United States or Europe. That's a fact. Trump pulled out of the refugee agreement with the UN last year. Now Austria, Hungary, Italy are all doing the same thing because the UN runs your border. Think about that.
This is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. You want to start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Add to that, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe the U.S. government should stop all the Hondurans headed this way from entering the country. John Bowne reporting.
And so now you have not only ISIS terrorists being caught, you have the migrant caravan with bombs, with weapons. You have videos of them getting violent, throwing projectiles at police. Now they're carrying bombs and weapons. So who knows what that means for either Mexican police, Guatemalan police, Honduran police that may have to deal with this caravan. And now, just like we reported first, because we have common sense and logic and we know the playbook and we know how everything goes, we told you there were going to be more than one caravans. So now they're admitting two caravans. That means there's three, four, maybe even five caravans. So just understand that's how this works. And this is the actual blue wave heading to the border right now. You see, the Democrats have no votes in the actual continental United States. So they go down to Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico and Central America, and they say, let's get the UN-funded, Soros-funded blue wave coming up from Central America. They'll just force their way right through Mexico. They'll bomb their way through. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way. Now they're abducting children, too. So this is great. This is what the Democrats want, heading right to the southern border. October 30th, 2018. This is the Infowars.com War Room. I mean, you got the Alex Jones Show, which is the most censored broadcast in America. And then it's pretty much anything Infowars right after that. But you're seeing now other conservatives get banned. Heck, even Republicans get banned. And why is that? Well, someone reported that they were going to send a UN Soros-funded caravan to the southern border right before the midterm elections. Somebody said the Democrats were going to false flag media operations and blame Trump and blame conservatives. Yeah, that was InfoWars. That was Alex Jones. And that's why they censor us. So now here we are, just a week away from the midterm elections. All evidence points to no blue wave. Absolutely not. In fact, a Republican wave. So what do the Democrats do? Well, see, they're smarter than they let on. They know there's no blue wave. They know that's fake news. So what do? Let's bring 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 up from the Central Americas. Three, four, five caravans. Who really knows? Who can keep track? Who can count? Hundreds of ISIS terrorists caught. Bombs have been found. Child abductions are happening. This is all coming to the southern border with the migrant caravan. But then they say, oh, it's women and children. Women and children. Yes, this is a migrant caravan full of women and children, just like Elizabeth Warren is a Native American. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, if 1% of the migrant caravan is women and children, then the whole migrant caravan is women and children. Just like if Elizabeth Warren is 0.01% Native American, she's Native American. See, just like fake Beto O'Rourke says he's Hispanic and then he goes as Beto to try to win the Hispanic vote in Texas. But you flash back the clocks to 2013. Remember when Bobby Beto O'Rourke tried to join the Congressional Hispanic Caucus in the House of Representatives? You remember when he did that in 2013? I remember, but you know what happened? The Hispanic caucus refused him entry because he lacked Hispanic heritage. That's a flashback story from Jim Hoffett, the Gateway Pundit. So this is just the Democrat tactic right here. Stolen valor of minorities that they give minorities, and then they steal it. And then they try to steal the American birthright by sending hordes of illegal immigrants to the border to steal the actual right to immigration from people who've done it legally and to steal the birthright that we have to control our destiny and to vote in this country and have our vote mean something and not be canceled out by someone from a foreign nation. So all of this is going on just a week before the midterm elections. And quite frankly, there's just so much news that is developing into a tight spiral right now that it's hard to figure what is the biggest news. I mean, look at the censorship going on right now on the internet. And I look at this and I try to put myself in President Trump's shoes or his administration's shoes, and you have to weigh all the angles and then you have to make a decision. So why would then President Trump's administration, who knows about the censorship going on, they know, why would they basically do nothing about it? Sure, they've given it lip service, but what have they actually done? Has there been any action? Have there been any executive orders? Has there been any antitrust, any lawsuits? Well, there have been lawsuits, but they don't really get much attention. I mean, we talk about them here. The people come on the show and then, you know, nobody else wants to cover it. But perhaps you're President Trump, and here you are at the foot of the midterm elections, and you're figuring what is a politically winning strategy here. If you decide to act against the social media censorship, well, what happens? Well, now you're a dictator, you're an authoritarian. You're a tyrant, you're anti-free speech. which of course is what they are, but that's not the point. You have to weigh these things via 40 warfare, as Jack Posobiec's new book points it out. So Trump figures it's not worth the negativity that could come from doing the right thing, even if it is the right thing, because the negativity that they are believing their censorship campaign will... So they, if they think their censorship campaign will help the Democrats win the midterm elections, it's not going to work. So President Trump's administration figures, go ahead and let them engage in the censorship. It's not going to work for the midterm elections anyway. We'll still have a massive victory, and we'll get Republicans that want to back my agenda, independents that want to back my agenda. We'll get the Democrats out, and I can avoid any negative press that says I'm an authoritarian and anti-free speech if I crack down on the social media censorship, which, of course, is absurd, but that's the modern day insanity world that we live in. So maybe that's why you've seen no action when it comes to the social media censorship, because President Trump's administration just figures they're not going to have a blue wave anyway, and people are going to find this information anyway. So is it the right thing then for President Trump to look at what is a political victory as opposed to doing what is right? Is that just playing politics? Is that why we elected Trump, though, to avoid people that play politics? Well, we're right smack dab in the middle of it, folks. And then peppered in, of course, are the fake bombings. Peppered in is the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, which, you know, I was traveling and doing reports on the road, so I didn't have too much time to really just get into the weeds of that story, and I did a little bit last night, and well, as usual, there's just a lot of weird things. Like, for example, did you know that synagogue had had multiple drills, multiple active shooter drills in this year alone? Again, more strangeness. And then in almost, I mean, honestly, either a miracle or the shooter intended to do this, everyone that was killed in that shooting was very old, an elderly person. I shouldn't say very old, but I think the youngest person was like 56. People in their 90s, 80s, 70s was the, I think the average age was like 73. So was the shooter actively targeting old people? Because this was actually a religious ceremonial event for children that was happening at the synagogue that day. There were a lot of kids that day. No kids died. So was the shooter actively trying to hit just older people? Or was that just some miracle, I guess, to say that, you know, not that it's a miracle anybody died, but, you know, at a kids event where there's young kids, that young kids didn't get shot. And then, of course, the weirdness is always there. Multiple active shooter drills at that exact synagogue this year alone. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live from Austin, Texas. We're going to be with you. Myself, Roger Stone, Laura Loomer joins me in the third hour. Till 6 p.m. Central, but it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I just took advantage of the 50% off specials we have going right now. I just loaded up on my favorite supplements, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. One we don't talk about much, but is just great to add to your supplement routine if you're somebody like me that just takes a bunch of supplements every day. The Joint Formula, the Bone Support Formula, these are just good supplements that are just proven to work and are good for longevity. So check out all the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power. You know, I said the other day, you know, I can't really take Alpha Power. I don't really need it. And a couple people asked me, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, let's just say it's vitality. And if you need to wake up with some extra vitality, then the Alpha Power is for you. And it will work. Yeah, there's the Bone Support, another great supplement. 50% off every InfoWars Live product line. One day left only on that special.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, will not be stopped. And it doesn't matter. I've got the news stories right here. This is from Judicial Watch. Guatemalan authorities rescue group of miners from human smugglers in caravan. The exclusive is at judicialwatch.com. A bunch of unaccompanied, unidentified miners were being trafficked by these smugglers, and Guatemalan authorities were able to rescue those miners. Just like the Guatemalan authorities found ISIS terrorists in this caravan. Now you've got the stories developing where they say second migrant caravan heading to the border. That means there's three, four, who knows, five, six. But of course, the caravans never stopped. What was it, just 6 months ago, there was some huge caravan. It was like a ceremony. You had the videos from the ranch at the border where armed men with rucksacks are crossing the border with horses. I mean, what is that? So the caravans never stop, but they brand it, this caravan, like it's some sort of refugee crisis. Well, what's the event that caused the refugee crisis? Oh, you mean their socialist governments failed? And even though we send them billions of dollars in humanitarian aid, they still can't get their you-know-what together? So then we have to pay even more for them to come here? Literally? Now you have the videos of them on buses? Which, by the way, guys, go ahead and add that one. I put it in the folder. Make that clip 21. That is the news reporter in the buses with the caravan. In fact, I'm just going to get to all that now. But now you've got men in this caravan caught with bombs, caught with guns. They're stampeding across the Mexican border. It's insane. It's insane. But I want to go to some of these videos now. In fact, guys, did we get that video in? I'm just curious. Okay, so let's just go to the videos we do have then. First, let's go to clip 15 here. This is another Fox report where they're talking to the migrants in this caravan. Listen to what one of them admits in clip 15.
Are you willing to break the law to get back to the United States?
Yo quiero entrar y pedir un perdón.
He says he wants to apply for pardon for the felony he committed.
Can you ask him exactly what happened?
¿Cuál es tu felonía exactamente?
Number three.
A third degree felony?
Intento de matar.
Attempt of murder.
And then the Fox News host is just stunned. You're like, what? So attempted murder, and this guy is in the caravan trying to make it across the southern border and, you know, doesn't speak English. But you have General Terrence O'Shaughnessy in clip 17, who sees the stuff like this, sees the news reports of the miners being trafficked, sees the news reports of all the violence, sees the news reports of the guns and everything that have been caught in this caravan. And so they announced that they are sending troops to the border. Go ahead and roll clip 17.
Over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border. That is just the start of this operation. We'll continue to adjust the numbers and inform you of those, but please know that's in addition to the 2,092 that are already employed from our National Guard, Operation Guardian Support, that's been so effective. As we sit right here today, we have about 800 soldiers that are on the way to Texas right now. We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are in fact deploying with weapons. I think the president has made it clear that border security is national security. That is the direction we've given. That's the direction that we're marching to. Our orders are very clear. We are engaged. We're here to support CBP, and we're going to secure the border.
So there's already there's already National Guardsmen at the border. There's already troops at the border. Now they're deploying thousands to the border. So, and again, folks, InfoWars reported all of this first. We told you this was going to happen. And the end game that the media wants, which Trump has no choice but to give them what they want, and unfortunately, They want the optics of women and children at the fence, at the border, crying, whatever, looking disheveled, and then the military there standing off against them, not letting them in, to say this is Trump's America. Either way, that's what the left wants. They want these people in to vote illegally, or they want the optics of them being at the border being refused. So just think about that. I mean, you want to talk about mistreatment of people or people who are in dire straits or caring about people, the humanitarian cause that they claim this caravan, the Democrats claim that that's why they want this caravan in? No, they don't. This caravan is nothing more than a pawn to be sacrificed in a game of chess by the left, where they know these people aren't going to get in. They know people are going to die on the way. They know people are going to get raped on the way. They know children are going to get trafficked on the way. But the Democrats and the left don't care. You know why? Because it's all about the optics and for them to use this to attack Trump. So all these people are going to have this journey all the way up to the southern border. They're going to be rejected, and the Democrats are going to say, oh, sorry, Trump's fault, even though they knew you would never get in to begin with. But they never cared about these people. They don't care about the torture these people went through to get to the southern border. All they care about is getting their optics to say Trump bad. So think about how sick that is, that the Democrats would actually use all of these people, many of which probably have a rough go of it, maybe never had any other way out of it, and genuinely think this is their only hope. And the Democrats just use them as pawns to be sacrificed in a game of chess. Their misery doesn't really matter. But now let's go to Fox News actually showing you these people are so well-funded, folks. Not only do they get meals and shelter, they're getting bussed to our southern border.
Down there, Griff, what's the status of the caravan, and are they showing any signs of slowing down?
Hey, Sandra, absolutely not. It doesn't matter the 5,200 troops on the border or the admonitions from the administration. Let me show you something new that's developing here, and that is we've seen the 4,000 or 5,000 strong caravan walking to the border.
Look at this. They've got flatbed semis. They've got Greyhound buses. I mean, this is... go ahead, finish the clip.
More of waiting for a ride to the border. This is the first time I have seen since I've been here an organized bus operation from state of Oaxaca.
This is a Soros tactic.
Actually getting volunteer buses to put people and
volunteer
load on them and take them to their next location. And that's fairly significant now because, you know, these towns, they continue to help them. When we began this way back a week or so or more when the Mexican police
at least that guy's got a red, white, and blue flag shirt on. Maybe he can get in.
Some of the least Mexican towns are really assisting.
That's the first American apparel I've seen in this caravan.
There's been a little bit of tensions on some of these because they're trying to get the buses for women and children primarily, but
for women and children, but there are none.
Or the father, and they don't want to be separated. And in some cases, just the men, which make up at least 50% of this entire caravan or more.
At least 50%.
But here's the real problem.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. This caravan is such a Democrat tactic, a Soros UN tactic. This is absurd.
Infowars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
We are now rolling images of an erupting volcano. I believe this was in India. Shocking, incredible images of this volcano exploding and then lightning blasting through the black ash clouds. Just the power of Earth. Look at that. Go full screen to that. I think there's one more series of explosions to be enamored by here. Just the incredible power of nature and God's creation. Just these images really just had me awestruck when I was watching them. These are in Indonesia, excuse me. This is the Anak. What is that, guys? Pull that up again. I'm trying to say what volcano this is. The Anak Krakatau volcano in Indonesia. Krakatau. Looks like a Krakatau, doesn't it? Just look at that explosion. Reminds you of, is it Mount St. Helens in America that erupted and just plumes of ash just filled the American skies for weeks? Just amazing, the power of God's creation. It just reminds you how small and insignificant we really are in the largesse of creation, but yet how divine we are to be able to appreciate something so awe-inspiring. And then you just look at the devastation from the tsunami and then the volcanoes. I mean, my goodness. That's the power of Earth, ladies and gentlemen. It's not man-made. It's God-made. Welcome back to the War Room here today. I'm hoping to take some calls today because I haven't spoke with the audience in, it feels like, a week or so. But I got a lot of news I still want to cover. Roger Stone joins me in the second hour. I may be able to take calls in the third hour once Laura Loomer has left us. Of course, she's now been censored off of social media. I think she got hit with a 24-hour suspension or something. Oh, by the way, I have an announcement to make. I am planning on a bridge event, a free speech bridge event, an InfoWars Army free speech bridge event here on Monday evening. This is the eve of the midterm elections this upcoming Monday. So I'm sounding off all InfoWars Army members in Austin, Texas, or the surrounding areas who want to be involved in the bridge event coming up this Monday. Reach out to me. In fact, we're going to open up the phone lines today. I'm not sure when, but I'm going to do it. But those of you who I know and who I've gotten in touch with and who I've organized with before here in Austin, or that come out to Austin when we do these things, reach out to me. If you have my phone number, send me a message. If you have my Twitter, send me a tweet. I will get back to you. Of course, InfoWars Army is banned on Twitter, so I'm not able to use that to recruit, which is where the number one recruitment ground was for the InfoWars Army. But I'm announcing this now. Monday evening, I'm not going to tell the bridge location just yet, so those that want to get in touch with me, I'll tell you and then maybe make the announcement later. We don't need some people showing up getting violent with us. But it'll be a mainstream bridge location here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to bring a bunch of signs. Actually, right now, I think I'm planning on bringing 10 huge signs. So I am recruiting and I'm asking for a sound off right now of the InfoWars Army. We're going to do a bridge sign standoff here in Austin, Texas next Monday evening. I will be there. I'll do a live stream. We'll pick some of it up with the War Room. And we're going to be holding up signs because here's the thing. The midterm elections are Tuesday and people need to know the truth about why they need to be voting for Trump's agenda. Record low unemployment, record high GDP, record low black unemployment, cutting the taxes. This is stuff that everybody should want. This is the main of Trump's agenda. So I'm having a bridge sign event, free speech, InfoWars Army event Monday evening. Get in touch with me. I can't tweet out from InfoWars Army, so I have to use this broadcast, and I'll try to sneak in on the Alex Jones Show to promote it as well. But this Monday evening, InfoWars Army Austin, we're holding up signs the night before the midterm elections to remind people why they need to get out and vote for Trump's agenda. And just don't vote for those dirty, crooked, criminal Democrats. So I'm going to be peppering that in. Might as well also mention, November 10th, I'm having my Stop the Government Funding of Planned Parenthood protest here in Austin, Texas. That's November 10th. We'll also be celebrating the Marines' birthday. We'll be joined by some Marines there as well, some traveling from all across the United States. So I'm honored to be joined by them. That is the Stop the Government Funding of Planned Parenthood, November 10th. So more on that event as we get closer. But that will be Saturday, November 10th. And we'll also be doing a flag lay for the Marines on the Marines' birthday before we go to the Planned Parenthood in South Austin. But this Monday, this next Monday, I'm going to be holding signs up an InfoWars Army event above a huge bridge that will have thousands and thousands of eyes seeing it here in Austin, Texas, the night before the midterm elections, to try to motivate people to go out and vote for President Trump's agenda, which in most cases means voting Republican. In some instances, it means voting independent, but that's for you to figure out in your own local elections. So all that's going on, and of course, Alex Jones is going to be back live tonight, 8 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central. That is our extended midterm election coverage, of course, all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Guys, let's go to clip 16. This is the news story that a lot of people are talking about or grumbling about. Trump talks to Axios about terminating birthright citizenship. This is getting a lot of play right now. Let's go to President Trump with Axios on HBO.
Some legal scholars believe you can get rid of birthright citizenship without changing the Constitution.
With an executive order.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. 14th Amendment.
You don't.
You don't.
Number one, you don't need that. Number two,
I mean, that's in dispute.
You could definitely,
that's very much in dispute.
Well,
so he admits he's getting bad intel. I wonder who's giving him that.
But now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah. I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly
a very interesting
question.
I didn't think anybody but knew that but me. I thought I was the only one. Jonathan,
I've got a good guess.
Now, so there's Trump talking about ending the birthright citizenship for some U.S.-born babies. So what they're going to do here, the left and the media is going to say this violates the 14th Amendment. Well, no, it actually doesn't. The 14th Amendment was to protect slaves, black people that had children here. That was the original intention. In fact, one of the crew members gave me the official congressional documents from those discussions. I'll read as much as I can. All persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. All persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the states wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And it goes on and on here. I don't have the time. It's fine. But basically, it says, except for foreign-born people, not people who are here illegally. If you're in the country from another country and you have a kid, it doesn't apply to you. If you're in the country illegally and you have a kid here, it doesn't apply to you. That's all in the congressional papers. They're all available on the official government archives. That's actually written into the 14th Amendment, but just as usual, they don't actually read the stuff they try to talk about.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Gentlemen, there's some developing news stories right now. One that I'm just getting the breaking intel on, and I'm not sure how much I can discuss, so I'm just going to put it out there, and then you can know about it and follow it. But Facebook is in the process, as we speak, of banning anybody who's associated with the Proud Boys from their platform. This is happening right now. Now, the Proud Boys have, I believe, thousands of members. The leaders and their pages, even the private ones where they don't post anything or share anything publicly, are all being erased as we speak right now. So, The censorship of conservatives continues. And of course, the double standard of the left going out and being violent and calling for violence and all the actual documented accounts of violence against conservatives and Trump supporters, that's all okay. That's all allowed to exist. But if you're a conservative that loves America and loves Trump and you blink the wrong way, you get banned. Or somebody attacks you and you just choose to defend yourself, well, then you get banned and you're accused of assault. So the Proud Boys are right now being banned from Facebook. Just their personal accounts. This is just the continued attack. And, you know, this is why the Proud Boys actually started. Because this is the kind of crap that they get attacked for, just even existing. And then they go out and someone tries to throw crap at them. They beat their ass. And then they're the ones that get in trouble. I'm sick of this crap, man. And that's why people join the Proud Boys, because they're sick of it too. Excuse me. So that's developing. Meanwhile, I got the jump on this over the weekend, and I hadn't mentioned it because I was going to just kind of wait and see if anybody wanted to cover it and then pick up coverage on it when it was actually going to break, which was going to be Thursday. But Robert Mueller has really screwed the pooch, I think, on this one. CNBC.com. Special counsel Robert Mueller accuses opponents of offering women money to make false claims about him. What could that possibly be? The Atlantic. Mueller wants the FBI to look at a scheme to discredit him. What is going on? Oh, Jack Berkman. Well, if you don't know Jack Berkman, this is a man who has been doing independent research of the Seth Rich unsolved murder investigation. He's also broken some other stories as well. But this Thursday, Jack had some women reach out to him with stories of sexual assault. And I'll just leave it right there. And you can put the rest of the puzzle pieces together. And so on Thursday, there was going to be a press conference where these women were going to make some allegations about somebody. And then today, the news breaks. Special counsel Robert Mueller accuses opponents of offering women money to make false claims about him. Oh. So Robert Mueller trying to get ahead of something on this story. But here's the miscalculation that he made. He should have not even said anything about it. Now that he mentions this, it's going to go mainstream. Now that he mentioned it, everyone's going to want to see that press conference. Ha! I love it. I love it. So we'll see what happens there. But let's say that it's even true. Let's say that people are making false allegations against him. Oh, poor Robert Mueller, the head of the Russia Trump probe, which is an entire fake investigation. I'm sorry, Mr. Mueller. Nobody has any sympathy for you. You're running a false accusation campaign. You're running a false investigation. You're stealing money and attention from real Americans and real people that deserve the attention. So I'm sorry, Robert Mueller, as the left tries to destroy anyone in their path with false sexual assault allegations, and you try to destroy this country with a false investigation into Russian collusion, women are going to accuse you about something, and you expect some sympathy? Oh, but then you thought you could get out ahead of it by saying they're false claims, and that's only going to add fuel to the fire. Good luck with that. Good luck. Meanwhile, in Chicago over the weekend, you know all those gun laws they have in Chicago, right? Chicago Tribune. Sunday was the second most violent day of the year in Chicago. At least 26 people shot. That was in Chicago on Sunday. 26 people shot. Five of them fatally, and that was the weekend before. I'm not sure how many over this last weekend died, but five died and 42 shootings the weekend before. This weekend it was 26. And then yesterday, Chicago Sun-Times, 6 wounded in Monday shootings. Now, why don't these stories make mainstream news? Why don't the Democrats highlight all the gun violence in Chicago? Well, you see, it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit their political agenda because most of this violence in Chicago is either gang-affiliated, drug-affiliated, or black-on-black crime. So, oh, and Chicago's a liberal Democrat stronghold where they have some of the strictest gun legislation. So, you know, they just don't cover that. That doesn't make the news. So the violence in Chicago continues to be ignored. Nobody searching for real solutions. Then meanwhile in Pittsburgh, this actually happened the day before, I think, the synagogue shooting. I'd have to go back and look at it, but it happened just a day or two before. From Pittsburgh CBS, Pittsburgh School Board votes no to arming district's police officers. Now, this is actually going to shock you. This is not a vote whether to have armed security at the school. This is literally the public school Pittsburgh police, and they're disarming them. That's right, folks. The police, who are supposed to protect the students at these schools, are not armed. Here's the story from KDKA in Pittsburgh. Police officers with Pittsburgh public schools will not carry firearms. The vote at Wednesday night's board meeting at the Board of Education building was 8-1. So 8-1, 8-1, they vote not to protect the schools with guns. It's not good that you need a gun to protect yourself. That's not good. Nobody's saying that's good. That's nobody's argument. What we're saying is, if someone's going to come to your school and shoot you, what are you going to do to stop it? And if your response is write legislation to keep a gun out of their hand, you are such a fool. You don't know your history, and you don't even have common sense or logic. The next school shooter is already out there, ladies and gentlemen, and unfortunately, that school shooter already has a gun. And even if they didn't have a gun yet, they'd get a gun. And no amount of legislation is ever going to stop that. And you need to understand, when people vote 8-1 not to have armed guards on schools, and then someone comes in and shoots that schools, there is no one else to blame other than the people that voted not to put guns at that school. But that's not what's going to happen. If somebody goes into Pittsburgh and shoots up a school, what are they going to say? Those awful Republicans, that awful NRA, that awful Trump, even though they themselves voted to not have an armed guard at that school. Really makes me sick. And it should make everyone sick. A, that you would even need to have an armed guard at a school because things are so drastic right now in America with all the mental health issues. But it's even sicker that people are so ignorant, to be kind here, that they don't even understand the common sense scenario. If a school shooter who's already out there, already has his gun, is going to target your school, and you think calling the police, who have a response time of 90 seconds, is going to save a life, you're the one to blame. So I hope there's no school shootings in Pittsburgh. I hope there's no school shootings ever again in the history of the earth. But if there is one in the Pittsburgh school district where they just voted 8-1 to disarm the police officers that guard that school, you know whose blood the hand is on. Not the NRA, not even the gun, not Trump, not conservatives, but the lunatics who voted down arming their security at the school.
Infowars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
So, we've been telling you they're trying to bring in the Chinese Communist Social Score to the United States of America. It's already hit China, and if you want to get a glimpse at the 1984 dystopian future fully realized, listen to this audio that you can hear if you're riding a bullet train in China.
Dear passengers, people who travel without tickets or behave disorderly or smoke in public areas will be punished according to regulations, and the behavior will be recorded in individual credit information system. To avoid any negative record of personal credit, please follow the relevant regulations and help with the orders on the train and at the station.
That is some freaky stuff right there. My co-host Roger Stone joins me now, who of course has been banned off most social media right now. Proud Boys are getting banned. Central Florida Post has just got banned. We're going to have Jacob Engels on to talk about that. But Roger, I mean, how does it feel, Roger, if you lived in China or if we had the social credit score here that China has in America? Roger, you probably couldn't shop anywhere. You couldn't go eat breakfast down the street. You probably couldn't even get a cup of coffee.
No, it's really extraordinary. If you want to see what the globalists have in mind for the United States, just look at what's happening even as we speak in China.
But Roger, right now you're dealing with all kinds of crap. And I know that this morning you had to, you had some important meetings. We're going to talk more about that on the other side. But what exactly were you doing this morning that's making headlines?
Well, Owen, I took two polygraph exams conducted by two of the foremost experts in the country regarding whether or not I had direct contact with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and whether I received any documents from them ahead of their publication, either John Podesta's emails or the allegedly hacked DNC emails. The answer is no. I passed both of these polygraphs with flying colors. These were conducted by two of the leading experts in the country. The Washington Post is now reporting minutes ago that the grand jury and Robert Mueller are asking Steve Bannon and others if they have any evidence that I somehow timed the release of the WikiLeaks disclosures after the bombshell of the Billy Bush grab their you-know-what tape. And the answer is emphatically no. Mr. Mueller has nothing. This is a witch hunt.
Well, actually, I think Mr. Mueller does have something, Roger, because the whole Me Too movement, which of course started by the Democrats to destroy Trump, which actually ended up really destroying Hollywood and the liberal media and even a lot of Democrats like Keith Ellison. But it looks like, Roger, this is about to hit Robert Mueller, too. I don't know if you've seen the headlines, but Robert Mueller accuses opponents of offering women money to make false claims about him. I don't even know if I'm supposed to discuss all the things I know about what's about to happen. But Roger, it looks like Robert Mueller might get hit with a little bit of the Me Too. And of course, we know, Roger, women must be believed.
Yeah, I find it interesting that the Mueller cannot investigate himself. Lack of corroboration or eyewitnesses or proof is immaterial because survivors must be believed. So I'm following the story as you are. It has just broken. But it seems to me that Mr. Mueller must be held to the same standard as Judge Kavanaugh and everyone else.
Or maybe, Roger, it would be nice if people could just come out and say, you know what? It's not about Me Too. It's not about women must be believed, victims must be believed. It's about truth and justice. And that's what we should be looking for here, is truth and justice. Of course, it's the Democrats that have sullied any real attempts at that by making everything political. So Roger Stone on the other side with the update on him taking two polygraph tests this morning, and then Jacob Engels to update us on the banning of the Central Florida Post. Of course, I know why. Jacob Engels is doing incredible work right now. He has mastered the bullhorn.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone with my co-host Owen Schroyer, and you're on the War Room here at the InfoWars.com network. It's an excellent time to remind you that we are under assault in the overall war of censorship being conducted by the tech left. In fact, Alex Jones and InfoWars are the focal point. We are the tip of the spear, and that's why the tech giants have moved ahead of this election to try to wipe us off the digital map. We need your support to fight back, because Alex Jones will never quit. He will never throw in the towel, but we need the resources to fight with. We are being harassed by massive, phony, baseless lawsuits that are designed to generate headlines that can then be used to justify removing us from Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, YouTube, and so on. Please go to the InfoWars.com store. There's three ways you can help. One, you can buy one of our terrific nutraceuticals. We have some of the best all-natural, cutting-edge products in the universe, whether it's Survival Shield at 50% off, my personal favorite, Brain Force Plus at 50% off. There's one day left in this massive sale. Or if you're looking for something different, take a look at our line of First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. Our T-shirts are definite conversation starters. It's a great way to network with other freedom-loving patriots. They're also available at the InfoWars.com store. Take advantage of these extraordinary creative T-shirts now at terrific prices, many of them with deep reductions. And if you're still interested, get your copy of my newest book, Stone's Rules. Stone's Rules is available at the InfoWars.com store with this special offer. If you buy it through InfoWars and mail it to me, I will gladly personalize it, sign it, and mail it back to you at my own expense. There's the address where you can mail it, P.O. Box 813450, 4429, Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, 33081-3450. Get your book on InfoWars, enclose your receipt so I know that you bought it at the InfoWars.com store, and I will gladly send it back to you. Owen, it has really been an extraordinary day. It began with Shelby Holliday, the single most dishonest, duplicitous, sneaky reporter in all of mainstream media, recycling an already debunked claim that over a 10-day period in 2016, I said that I had communicated with Julian Assange. I said it once in a speech at the Broward Republican Organization. I said it once on the Alex Jones show. And I said it once in a group conference call for subscribers to the Stone Cold Truth. I clarified it at the time to make it clear that my communication was through a third party, Randy Credico. I also said this under oath before the House Intelligence Committee. So in order to prove how phony Shelby Holliday is, I have posted the entire exchange between she and I at stonecoldtruth.com. You can go see what a fraud this woman is. She will literally ignore all exculpatory evidence, but write her preconceived story in a desperate effort to get on MSNBC, where she can repeat her lies.
Well, this is a woman that you've been combating, her fake news at least, pretty regularly now. But, you know, it's funny because it's like the same thing, Roger. They never show clips. They engage in this news cycle routine where they drum up the same accusations for 2 years that have never gotten them anywhere because they're false accusations. And then it doesn't matter that you testify. It doesn't matter that you take a lie detector test. It doesn't matter that you show all the evidence that the claims are false and you know, can't even be possibly true. They just go ahead and out and report it anyway. I mean, I just feel like somebody like Shelby Holliday is just so desperate to be in the spotlight that she feels like, oh my gosh, if I say Roger Stone bad, I can get on television. I can get a big news story.
I think that's exactly right, Owen. This is a classic case of recycling old news that was debunked and addressed months ago. It's part of this overall series of illegal leaks from the special counsel's office. This latest leak that Steve Bannon was questioned about my communications with the campaign regarding WikiLeaks, that would be none. Or that an email exists in which Dr. Jerome Corsi and I demand credit for coordinating the release of WikiLeaks, non-existent. This really grows tedious and expensive. Unfortunately, I have to bear this expense myself, and it threatens to bankrupt me. Those who want to help me fight Robert Mueller and his trail of lies can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. I do need your help and the help of all of the info warriors. I, unlike Michael Cohen, will never roll over on our president. I will not bear false witness against him, which is what they want. So please, folks, give me a hand. Go to stonedefensefund.com and send your contribution today. God will bless you for it.
You know what really angers me about all this, Roger, is you have to put up with this. We have to put up with this. There was actually some legal success that we've had this week personally with some of the lawsuits that they act like are going to bring us down. We had more victories. It's like we don't even report on it. Nobody reports on it. It's, oh, InfoWars bad. Look at all these lawsuits. We win all of them, and they never report on the final results. So then people say, oh, look, you get sued all the time. It's like, no, we win too. But what angers me so much about this, Roger, it's just like the people that foist this upon us, they never have to deal with it. They don't have to deal with this crap. They don't have to deal with the censorship. They don't have to deal with the political attacks. They don't have to deal with the double standards when it comes to violence. They don't. I mean, it's ridiculous that you have to sit here and fight this legal battle over nothing more than a political agenda when you've got high crimes at the highest levels of government with Hillary Clinton, illegal FISA warrants, FBI trying to use the entirety of the FBI's power to rig an election. They're not, you know, they're not engaged in all of these lawfare suits that people just try to shut them down. They don't have to go out and you know, say, hey, look, I'm getting sued for something I never did. They're going to continue to sue me. No. They get sued, and then what do? They have some million-dollar GoFundMe campaign because it gets publicized all over CNN by the left. I mean, it's just so unfair, Roger, that we have to deal with this. It's not a two-way street. It's not fair. Now, life isn't fair, but I just wish that people would see how the balance of the justice system is so out of whack right now. It's sinful, honestly. It's an abomination.
Well, and that's not to mention the threats of physical violence. I know you've experienced them. I know Alex Jones has. I certainly have. The death threats, the threats against my wife, the threats against my children, the threats against my grandchildren, the threats against my dogs. I can't go out in public. A terrific piece written by my friend Tucker Carlson the other day. He can no longer go to a public restaurant because of threats of physical violence. This is what the American left has brought us. This is the stark choice in next Tuesday's election, jobs versus mobs. These bomb devices that were never designed to go off, they're just designed to look like a bomb, which have a timer, which makes no sense since you wouldn't know when they would be delivered. They stink of a false flag operation as they try to blame the violence on Donald Trump and his supporters. No, the Democrats have fomented the violence, and they heartily cheer on the threats against of violence against you, Owen, against me, against those on the right who dare pose a different political position than theirs.
And then, of course, you have certain outlets on the right that won't even report on InfoWars getting threatened or violence against us because, you see, we're the dark knight, we're the black sheep, and they don't even want to touch us. But that's fine, Roger, because that's never going to stop us. That's not going to stop Roger Stone. That's not going to stop Alex Jones. It's not going to stop me. It's not going to stop David Knight. We're going to continue to onward to victory. But the double standards and the threats of violence against conservatives, it's just unreal.
Infowars.com/show.
All right. More breaking news here. Activate, activate. Shia LaBeouf is back with the He Will Not Divide Us campaign. Oh, and the internet meme glory is tingling. Give me the live stream of He Will Not Divide Us. 4chan trolls, activate. Reddit army, activate. Now, this is amazing, folks. So Shia LaBeouf did the He Will Not Divide Us campaign, and he goes around and hangs flags. And what ended up happening was he couldn't actually do a flag wave or a live stream anymore because Reddit trolls and 4chan trolls would find out where he was or where the flag was and take over his broadcast or take down the flag every time. And so he disappeared for, what, about a year? He gave up. He may have been in a mental institution. I'm not trying to make fun of him for that. I mean, hopefully he's okay. But, he went a little wild. But you watch. I guarantee you this flag went up, I think, this morning with the live stream. But it's just the flag, the He Will Not Divide Us flag with a sky in the background. Probably he probably thinks that he's going to get away with it because it's impossible to tell where it is. You have no idea the power of the 4chan Reddit troll armies, do you? They will find that flag. As sure as the sun will rise, that flag will be found. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Unless it's like literally on some island in the middle, they'll still find it. So that's going to be fun to watch. This, I can't believe we're having this again. Oh, this cultural 3D battle is on again. Amazing. Okay, so I just for sheer entertainment, I'm going to be following that. But something more serious, the censorship issue. So Jacob Engels, a writer for the Central Florida Post, who has really learned to master the art of the bullhorn. I mean, this guy is bullhorning Democrat events like nonstop and just amazing footage. And then, of course, he gets assaulted. People threaten him. And you see all that, too. But so because he's been so effective with his new guerrilla journalism approach with the bullhorn, bullhorning these Democrat events, just embarrassing them, because he's been so effective, they've now banned him on Facebook and Central Florida Post. So Jacob Engels joins me now. Jacob, quite a journey that you've been on in the past month or so with your bullhorn, but talk about the censorship now being waged against you.
Well, I think it's a great example of a tyrannical environment that we are in, where you can be banned for simply holding a differing viewpoint than Antifa, the alt-left, and people who seek to destroy this country. What Facebook and the other media platforms are doing by banning people who simply differ with their viewpoints is they're pushing us towards a socialist, communist, fascist, whatever you want to call it, complete control by the state. State-run media is okay. State-run pundits are okay. Approved pundits by the media conglomerates are okay. This is the first step to the end for America. And it's happening to me. It's happened to other info warriors. But the most important thing to realize here is that it will soon happen to you, the people that are watching and listening, whether you're liberal or conservative. When the state and large corporations wield this kind of power and assume this control over our lives, they will not stop at conservatism or libertarianism or Republicans or MAGA crowd. Once they have rooted us out there, they will come for anybody on the other side. This is a huge problem.
Well, and did they give you a specific reason? I mean, did they tell you why they censored you, or it was just one of these things, oh, you're gone, no explanation?
Sign into my phone and I'm gone for promoting hate speech or being offensive or this or that. And quite frankly, I want to know why they are censoring a gay man, why they are censoring a gay journalist. We can play this game too. So I'm a proud, openly gay conservative. So Facebook, you have now committed a hate crime. You are marginalizing me as a human. Why do you hate gay people? Or do you only like gay liberals? That's a very serious problem.
No, I got to say, I'm very offended by Facebook being so homophobic, and I want to take a stand against Facebook's homophobia, and I want to stand up for your right as a gay journalist to do reporting on Facebook And this is going to be a major issue I see for Facebook. If Facebook wants to engage in homophobic behavior and censor your right to free speech, then they're going to have to be called out on it.
110%. And it's not just me. It's many others. We're seeing African-Americans, other people of color who are being censored for having simply just differing political viewpoints. So not only is Facebook engaging in homophobic behavior, they're engaging in racist behavior, xenophobic behavior, closed-minded behavior. They are the real ones who have an issue with groupthink. They are the real ones who are promoting violence. And the fact that they have done this without warning, they don't allow you to even submit a complaint to say, no, I did not do the things that you said that I do. And I find it very interesting that this happens less than 24 hours after I confront Eric Holder for promoting political violence, where he refused to denounce it and he laughs about it. So this tells us if you have enough money, if you were an elected official, if you hold some type of high bureaucratic position, you have different rules than the average American. And that is not what America is about. That is what authoritarian and totalitarian states are about. That's what they're turning us into. And that is sickening.
No, exactly. And you go to a Andrew Gillum event, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and you get assaulted there. You get, I mean, they literally slam you up against a fence. I mean, again, more homophobic behavior. I mean, who knows? That person could have been trying to sexually assault you. I mean, you know, who knows with these deranged people? Luckily, you know, you were able to get away. Somebody came up and stood up for you when these people were assaulting you. Then you go to this Eric Holder event. If you guys have the B-roll from his Twitter, I think it's on his Twitter. Go ahead and roll that again. And so tell us what happened when you went to the Eric Holder event and you asked Eric to disavow his calls for violence.
Well, former Attorney General Eric Holder thought it was the funniest thing ever. He said, yeah, 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 and he laughed it off. Well, I want to know, Eric, are you laughing it off after however many people got shot up in a synagogue by a man who was rabidly alt-left? Are you laughing when elderly people are assaulted for being supporters of Donald Trump? Are you laughing when me, as a gay man, gets death threats for wanting to attend the second anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting memorial? Are you laughing now, Eric? You are a sick individual. You should be brought before a court on charges for inciting and encouraging violence, as should Andrew Gillum. These individuals are not participating in the America that we are supposed to be.
And then there's the video of them assaulting you. There's a guy hitting you with an umbrella. Exactly. And of course, there's the stories out there, over 600 documented accounts of assault and violence against conservatives. So they are the angry mobs. They are inciting violence. But then what do? They literally assault you and then ban you from social media and say you're engaged in hateful speech. It's such a double standard. It's such a crime against justice and free speech. It's really shocking to me. So where people can still find you on Twitter, right, Jacob?
Absolutely. Twitter, at Jacob Engels, and our URL, centralfloridapost.com. We will keep chugging along as long as possible. And Alex Jones, InfoWarriors, the InfoWarriors Network, really needs to stand up and put together a march on Washington and demand President Trump's attention to this matter.
So just another example of a conservative journalist banned from social media without even a reason.
Infowars.com/show. The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Roger Stone. You know, in politics, you meet a lot of liars. It kind of goes with the territory. But the biggest liar I've met in American politics would have to be Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon tells the Washington Post today that the idea of bringing Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims to the debate was his, and that he can not recall that I advised him to do this. This despite the fact that I have produced multiple memos between me and him published by The Wrap, proving that this idea began with me prior to the amateur Bannons joining the campaign. Now Steve Bannon and his Sancho Panza, Sam Nunberg, are holding a series of rallies around the country to which no one is showing up. Steve Bannon has never elected anybody to anything, including Donald Trump, to the presidency. He is a hapless amateur and now a proven liar. I will have to publish yet again the memos that began long before Steve Bannon joined the Trump campaign, urging the Trump campaign to recognize that the issue was not infidelity or indiscretions by Bill Clinton, but sexual assault and rape of multiple women. The importance, of course, was Hillary Clinton's role in bullying and intimidating his victims. I wrote an entire book about it, The Clinton's War on Women, available now at the Infowars.com store. Steve Bannon, you are not only a pathetic amateur, but you're a poorly dressed one at that. Owen?
Well, Roger, there's a lot of stuff going on. The censorship continues. We got the midterm elections coming up. They've got a caravan heading to the southern border. They're telling people there's going to be a blue wave. I don't see it happening. You notice that the Russian collusion story has faltered. You notice that all the books written by liberals that they claimed would bring down and expose Trump have done nothing. So you just wonder, what are they going to gear up to do next in their final moment of desperation before the midterms reach us? But Roger, let's look at an example of CNN's fake news. And this is actually a stunning example of the hypocrisy at CNN. And guys, if you want to document this, the Twitter account where I'm pulling most of this from is Ryan Saavedra. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's Saavedra. But CNN Communications tweets this out yesterday, Roger. No, press secretary, CNN did not say Donald Trump was directly responsible for the bomb sent to our office by his ardent and emboldened supporter. We did say that he and you should understand your words matter, every single one of them, but so far you don't seem to get that. So here's CNN literally on their Twitter account saying, we did not hold Donald Trump responsible for the bomb sent to the office. But wait a second. CNN's president, Jeff Zucker, puts out a statement that CNN tweets out. There is a total and complete lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their continued attacks on the media. The president and especially the White House press secretary should understand their words matter. Thus far, they have shown no comprehension of that. That, of course, right after the fake bombing, I would assume that that's in response to it. Here's S.E. Cup, who goes on CNN, just another day in Trump's America. Here's a story on CNN. Trump's attacks on the media have real-life consequences. That's from Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy. Here's Chris Clazilla. Honest question for Trump supporters. Do you believe that he bears no responsibility for the current political environment? Again, assuming it's Trump's. Bakari Sellers, at what point do we acknowledge that the bomber was radicalized directly by the president of the United States? So those are just a small few examples. Ryan Saavedra has dozens of them on his thread on Twitter. But CNN hosts and CNN literally tweet out that it's Trump's fault that they were sent the fake bomb. And then they say on their Twitter, we never said it was Trump's fault. And then they don't even erase the proof. Roger, how dumb are these people on CNN? I've lost words to describe this.
Well, CNN is not a news organization. It's a propaganda front for the globalists. None of the people who work there are actual journalists with any commitment to truth or objectivity. Brian Stelter is a joke. The man's a clown. Look at him. Please put down the fork, Brian.
Please don't.
Nobody takes them terribly seriously. And they're a step above MSNBC, the single worst fake news outlet that nobody is watching in the country. The problem, of course, is that they are censoring us, but they are not being censored. And they're going to need to be censored if we are going to be censored. There has to be one standard, and there isn't. The only standard is if you're a conservative, if you're pro-freedom or pro-Trump, we have to shut you down. like the Central Florida Post or InfoWars. But if you think that Eric Holder advocating violence is great, peachy keen, well, you're allowed to remain on all those social media platforms. People are looking to InfoWars to take a lead. It's time for an anti-racketeering lawsuit against these hoodlums. What they're doing violates antitrust law. It violates the laws against monopolistic practices. It is clearly illegal. Step one, we have to urge the president to act. Maybe it will take a kick in the ass in next Tuesday's election to understand what this is all about. All of this censorship is designed to impact what happens next Tuesday. There's a Federal Election Commission lawsuit sitting there because Republican candidates have been restricted in their use of social media for advertising, while Democrats haven't. It's an open and shut case. Where is the National Republican Congressional Committee, MIA? So at the end of the day, a junkyard dog lawyer, needs to go after Facebook, after Twitter, after these internet giants. The argument that they have hundreds of attorneys is meaningless. All you need is one attorney with the truth. This is not a complicated lawsuit, but it must be pursued. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting around waiting for the president to take action. And so far, we've gotten from the president is acknowledgement of the problem, but no action. If the president directed his Justice Department to take antitrust action, it's not even clear that they would do so, since the people at the Trump Justice Department ignore his instructions. For example, his instructions to declassify all of the information regarding the use of illegal and unconstitutional FISA warrants to spy on the president's campaign. Mr. President, we appeal to you. Do something about internet censorship. The success of your agenda, your 2020 reelection, and your historical legacy depend on a free, robust, and vibrant alternative media. Without it, the left will mark you down as a villain, and your chances for reelection will be thwarted.
Well, and the latest cable news ratings have just come out. Fox News is on top big time again. Just more evidence that there's no blue wave coming. Rachel Maddow is the only leftist show host that really even cracks any serious ratings. And I think that's just because people tune in. It's kind of like, you know, watching the circus. It's, you know, it's like watching a circus act, a clown show with Maddow, a freak show, if you will. But then the CNN ratings are all fake. CNN is played in gyms and hotels and airports and schools, and that they pay for that to happen. So basically, like 50% of CNN's ratings are literally just they pay for them to have their programming at schools and you know, hotels and airports and stuff. So CNN gets no ratings. Nobody watched CNN. And I think people just watch MSNBC for the hilarity of it all and just like the shock value of the things these people say. One more segment with Roger Stone on the other side. We may open up the phone lines. I really want to. I don't know if we're going to have time, but hopefully we can. One more segment with Roger, and then Laura Loomer joins us in the third hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We'll squeeze in a phone call or two with Roger if you can get it in. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. And then I'll also take your phone calls in the last two segments of the final hour. But while we get your phone calls in at 888-201-2244, I got to highlight something here, Roger. This is just so ridiculous, so hilarious, too. Actually, you know what? I'll read this later on. Actually, we'll just do a classic radio tease. I'll just read that later on. But let's get Roger's opinion on Ben and Jerry's ice cream, which is pretty good ice cream, I think. We all like ice cream, I hope. But Ben and Jerry's has decided, Roger, to launch the new Pecan Resist I guess that's a playoff of We Can Resist. It's the Pecan Resist. Ben and Jerry says, this flavor supports groups creating a more just and equitable nation for us all and who are fighting President Trump's regressive agenda. Yeah, regressive of lower taxes, higher GDP, better economy, better jobs growth, bringing manufacturing back. Yeah, very regressive. Having a border. It's all very regressive. So Pecan Resist, the new Ben and Jerry's flavor that's anti-Trump. They want a more equitable nation for us all. Roger, I'm not really sure Ben and Jerry's understands what equitable nation means when we're basically funding all these third world nation invasions of our country that then turns our cities into third world hellholes. I guess that's equitable for Ben and Jerry's.
Well, we saw this previously. This is not going to have the desired result. Info warriors, patriots, boycott Ben and Jerry's. Do not buy their products in the grocery store. Do not patronize their stores. They are communists who should be shunned. Spread the word. I'm going to Instagram that. I would put it up on Twitter, but I'm banned for life. Anytime you express your free will, you run the danger that Jacob Engels and the Central Florida Post and InfoWars and Gab have run for unilateral censorship on the basis of nothing. This is so awful that Jacob Engels' mother's Facebook account was shut down. Why? Because she said something positive about the Proud Boys. This is all about next Tuesday, Owen. That's the important thing to recognize. Have they enacted enough censorship to win next Tuesday's election? If they don't, they will just ratchet it up and ban more conservative voices until the time that they have reestablished central control of all political communications, the way it was in the 60s when we had ABC, NBC, and CBS. They realize that Donald Trump could never have been elected without a free and vibrant and robust alternative media, and now they seek to put the toothpaste back in the tube. This is why we need your support at InfoWars.com so badly. We are the beacon of freedom. We are the tip of the spear. That's why your patronage at the InfoWars.com store is what keeps us moving, keeps us going, keeps us fighting. We cannot do it without your support. Whether you grab one of our great specials, for which there is one day left, I recommend Brain Force Plus. I'm using it right now to do this broadcast because it's been a busy day extinguishing fake news. When Steve Bannon comes out and says, I was asked to take charge of the midterms. No, you weren't, Steve. Nobody asked you to do that. And when you see Steve at any of these rallies around the country, ask him why he tried to stab our president in the back in the book Fire and Fury, and ask him why he chases down hobos to get their clothing. Steve Bannon, political amateur. But I've had to combat these stories like the Washington Post story or the warmed over Wall Street Journal story all day. Bottom line, Mr. Mueller has nothing on me, and he continues to question people about non-existent communications with WikiLeaks, including my comments on the Alex Jones show. This is a witch hunt that has sapped enormous energy, and I think that's the idea. Any time I spend defending myself is time I cannot spend fighting for our president, fighting to keep InfoWars on the air, fighting the war against censorship. Part of their strategy, Owen, I think, is to distract me from the coming fight. I say this again. If the Democrats win next Tuesday, they will enact articles of impeachment against our president almost immediately. They will then have a show trial in the Senate in which the 19 women who falsely accused the president of sexual assault in 2016 will be recycled without evidence or proof or eyewitnesses or any corroboration. And we will be told yet again, unless it's Robert Mueller, the survivors must be believed. And then they will start talking about Trump's taxes as published by the New York Times. And there will be the kind of feeding frenzy I saw in 1974 when, after a landslide victory carrying 49 states, Richard Nixon was removed from office because he opened the door to China, because he sought better relationships with the Russians and signed a strategic arms limitation agreement, because he ended the war in Vietnam. My God, the man was a peacemaker. He had to be removed. You had the same situation with President John Kennedy, who, after the Bay of Pigs fiasco and the Cuban Missile Crisis, realized we had come this close to nuclear war. And therefore, he spoke openly of better relationships with the Russians and opening talks with the Cubans. It cost him his life. We're in the same situation next Tuesday, folks. The future of the Trump administration hangs in the balance. They are censoring us at InfoWars to blunt the red wave that I think is coming. So it is important that you not only support InfoWars, but that you and everyone you know, your friends, your family, your associates, get out and vote next Tuesday.
And addressing the censorship, Proud Boys are getting censored on Facebook right now. Anybody even associated or tweets about the Proud Boys is getting censored. Chris is calling in from Nebraska addressing that. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, well, I really appreciate the show. It was also great seeing you at the Walk Away March in D.C. this weekend.
Thank you.
But, yeah, in the past hour, every public Facebook page that is associated with Proud Boys and their administrators' personal accounts have been deleted.
Yeah, not just suspended, but completely erased.
Completely erased. And the personal pages of the administrators of those pages.
Now, I'm talking to certain Proud Boys that have different angles. Some people think this is because you guys have been so effective at keeping Antifa down, and that if Antifa or other leftist terrorist groups know that you guys are censored and you can't be active, that they'll get back active again. What's your theory?
I think that's a very solid theory. Also, that a part of the red wave is a lot of these people really are want Proud Boys at these events. They're hungry for them. When I was in D.C., there was just a few of us there, but I probably took 1,000 pictures with people just for being a Proud Boy, and I'm no one special, you know.
Well, and I'll tell you, I mean, heck, I go to an event. I know that leftists would love to bludgeon my head in with some object. I see a couple Proud Boys around me, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, that's why we go.
So what do you think is next? Proud Boys just never allowed on Facebook again?
Yeah, we have to go underground now.
Now, do you want to, I'm not sure if you want to talk about some of that stuff. I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm not sure if you guys are trying to
I'm not going to talk about that now, but we're just going to go underground and, email chains and group text messaging and that sort of thing,
They're literally, thank you so much for the call, Chris. Great to meet you this weekend. This is amazing. Roger, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Equilibrium. There's all kinds of movies, but they're literally driving us underground. They're making us form underground economies. They're making us form underground communications, like underground clubs. I mean, we are Fight Club now.
Yeah, it really is pathetic, and it all began with InfoWars. And we said this months ago, that we were the test case, and they would see how successful they were. And if they were successful in banning InfoWars across multiple platforms, they would soon be banning other conservatives. That's why I call on so many conservatives, other than those who have spoken out, Matt Drudge, Tucker Carlson, and others, recognize that if they succeed in banning InfoWars, they succeed in banning Gab, if they succeed in wiping the Proud Boys off the face of the earth, you are next. Don't make any mistake about it.
And of course, all the Proud Boys do is defend themselves, defend other people that get attacked. And then they get attacked. They defend themselves, and then they're told they're the violent ones when they are the ones that get attacked every time. It's even on video footage, but somehow they're the bad guys for defending themselves. It's absurd. Now they're censored on social media, just like Roger Stone. All right, Roger, thanks for joining in. We're going to get to more phone calls. Laura Loomer on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
That's right. The 14th Amendment does not apply to non-citizens, ladies and gentlemen. It's written into the law. It's written into the congressional discussions. And so that argument from the left is going to fail. But before we go back to your phone calls and Laura Loomer joins me in the next segment, I want to play a series of clips. This is a story in three clips that we have for you here in this segment. A story in three clips. Let's start with a segment that went viral yesterday. A radical CNN panelist, Julia Loff, said that President Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS. So here is a story in three clips. Let's start with the radicalized CNN panel.
You know, this president, one of the things that he really launched his presidential run on is talking about Islamic radicalization. And this president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did. I mean, the way he talks, the way he...
That's
the way he... The way that he allows these people, the way he winks and nods to these groups, the way he says, I know I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm a nationalist, the way that he hems and haws when he has to condemn these people and kind of gritting his teeth kind of says, fine, okay, I condemn this, but then, you know, and all Jake, his...
So, according to that CNN panel, Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS. That's Julia Loff. Here was President Trump in an exclusive interview with Laura Ingraham last night, responding to that madness.
There was a woman who was just on CNN a short while ago saying that you have radicalized more people than ISIS. That was CNN today.
Well, that must be some kind of a sick woman. When I say the enemy of the people, I'm talking about the fake news. And you know...
Pretty much exactly how Trump should have handled that. Yeah, that's a sick woman. And that is a sick woman, Julia Loff. But what's the conclusion to this story? Here's that sick woman on CNN today.
The committee is jumping on your comments. You earlier in the show said that Donald Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS has. David and Mona disagreed with you strongly. Is there something you wanted to clarify?
I do want to clarify. I think I spoke in the heat of the moment. This has been a very emotional and personally painful time for me. I think I exaggerated, and I apologize for that.
Oh.
But the point I was trying ham-fistedly to make is that it's not a coincidence that, according to the ADL, the number of anti-Semitic attacks has jumped by nearly 60% in the first year that Donald Trump was in office. And it's no coincidence because...
It's because of you!
Even though the main danger is homegrown right-wing extremists...
You're the ones demonizing Israel!
Out, this administration has methodically shifted resources away from monitoring those people, away from trying to control those people and keep them from committing violence. But I do apologize for that heated rhetoric.
Okay.
It was counter... Let's just say not factual.
And David, you wanted to take...
Ouch! CNN has to apologize to President Trump. Boy, that... Ooh. Ah. Oh my. Ah. I can feel the pain in CNN's heart right now. Oh. Just gut wrenching. They had to apologize to President Trump. What's that dingbat's name? Julia Loff. Here's Julia Loff's apology. Well, I'd like to apologize. Sorry. I'd like to tell President Trump I'm sorry. I can't. No. Hold on. I can't. Hold on, CNN panel, like they're all just shrieking, like, no, don't apologize. Well, I'm sorry. Julia Loff ought to be fired from ever going on CNN again for saying something like that. But it's so beautiful. Oh, you made an asinine statement, one of the most ridiculous statements you could ever make. You said President Trump radicalized more people than ISIS. And then you tried to say he's anti-Semitic and caused an attack at a Jewish synagogue when he was invited to the Jewish synagogue. He's working better with Israel than people even like in a lot of situations. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He's very pro-Israel. And then CNN, after saying he's radicalized more people than ISIS, says, this is what the president gets for being anti-Semitic. These people at CNN are truly sick people. That is a sick, deranged person, Julia Loff. You are sick in the head, lady. You are disgusting. is joining me now. She has just been banned, again, on social media. She's going to update us on all of that. But actually, first, I want to get Laura's response to the CNN segment we just played where the deranged, sick woman, Julia Loft, on CNN, first says Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS, then tries to blame anti-Semitic attacks on Trump. No, that's not the case at all. But let's actually go to Laura Loomer, who is Jewish and who lives in New York. I think a lot of the time, I'm not really sure if that's still the case, but that's where a lot of these attacks against Jewish people are happening. You've seen the videos. But what do you make of the just totally deranged commentary from Julia Loft that we heard in the last segment?
Well, if I recall, and I just listened to her statement, she said at the end, yeah, I apologize because it just wasn't factual. So is she admitting that CNN is fake news, which is confirming everything that President Donald Trump and InfoWars has been saying for like 2 years now, which CNN and other liars in the mainstream media like to attack him for? CNN just admitted that they are fake news. I mean, if you're going to be telling millions of people who are now going to be hearing that soundbite that Donald Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS terrorists, which is one, an egregious thing to say, to even compare the president of the United States to an Islamic terrorist organization and to just lie like that to the American people. How many people who heard that statement yesterday are going to also hear the retraction and the apology? How many people are now going around telling their friends and their colleagues and tweeting out and blogging about the fact that Donald Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS? I mean, it's absolutely egregious. And the fact that these news organizations feel like they're so much better than people like me and you and Alex Jones, who are actually reporting real news, and they have the audacity to call us fake news, and then people like Oliver Darcy were to have us shut down when these sociopathic, absolutely psychotic, batshit crazy reporters like this lady are spreading false information. I mean, there is a total war on the American people taking place right now, and it's being carried out by these liars in the media. And Donald Trump is 110% correct when he says that the media is the enemy of the people.
Well, guys, that's the headline to this segment and the segment before. CNN admits that they're fake news live on air. Exactly. But then to go out and say that President Trump needs to bear responsibility for anti-Semitic attacks, wait a second. This is the same media that attacks Donald Trump for moving the embassy to Jerusalem. This is the same media that attacks Donald Trump for being so cozy with Israel. And this is on the heels of the attack where a radicalized anti-Trumper who hates Trump's relationship with Israel went and killed a bunch of Jewish people. So, I mean, it's even beyond them lying and making things up. They totally distort or ignore the actual facts.
Yeah, they do. And you want to know something? I was in Israel during the embassy move. I spent the entire month of May reporting live on the ground as a Jewish American and as a reporter. And I did a lot of reports for InfoWars, if you recall, while I was in Israel during that time. And for this woman, I don't know if she's Jewish. I mean, she's wearing some type of Hebrew necklace around her neck. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Jew, and I'm going to tell you right now, the Jewish people love Donald Trump, regardless of what the media says. Everybody in Israel loves Donald Trump. Donald Trump is probably the most, well, actually he is, hands down, the most pro-Israel, pro-Jewish president we have ever had in U.S. history. Netanyahu loves Donald Trump. They have a great relationship. And everywhere you go in Israel, the people, they love Donald Trump. Nobody in Israel has anything bad to say about him because he's the only president, the only United States president to ever pray at the Western Wall while sitting as a U.S. president. He is the only president to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to actually fulfill his promise, a promise that many other former presidents made but never upheld, to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. So I just think it's so disrespectful and so insulting. And for me, it really honestly just makes me sick to my stomach. And it really brought me to tears this weekend to see these liars in the media portray Trump as a white supremacist and a Nazi, because I'm a Jewish voter. I'm a Jewish woman. And I am so proud that I voted for Donald Trump. And a lot of my Jewish friends, they also voted for Donald Trump. And, you know, 90% of Orthodox Jews in America support and voted for Donald Trump. So for the media to lie about that and to say that organizations in Pittsburgh, Jewish organizations and Jewish leaders don't want him there, when the rabbi of the synagogue that was shot up said that Donald Trump is welcome, it is so beyond disgusting. And, you know, I did a little bit of research myself, Owen, and you want to know who is in charge, who is the head of this so-called organization that is leading the effort to get these fake Jewish Pittsburgh leaders to denounce Donald Trump. Guess who it is? Guess who's leading this organization? I believe it's called, I forget the name of it. It's like ARC something. You'll have to have somebody pull it up on the screen. But the group that released the press release regarding these Jewish leaders, these fake Jewish leaders saying they don't want Trump. Take a guess who's the head of it.
Wasn't it, I don't know who the head of it was, wasn't it the ADL, though, that was behind that?
No, it was Alex Soros. George Soros' son is the person.
Oh, yeah, and now they try to say, if you say George Soros, you're anti-Semitic, even though he admits he was behind the plundering and pirating of the Jews.
Yeah, exactly. And so now I'm on a 6-day and 21-hour suspension on Twitter, and they didn't even tell me what I did, even though, a lot of people, these left-wing Jews, a Jew by the name of Seth Abramson, attacked me. See, there's this battle between left-wing Jews and right-wing Jews. These left-wing Jews have decided to align themselves with enemies of the Jewish people, like the Islamists, right, the jihadis, and people who wish to actually kill Jewish people, like me. And because of that, he sides with these people, these destructive people. And when I posted about George Soros admitting to being a Nazi collaborator, he then sicked his 500,000 followers on me on Twitter and said, oh, report this lady for libel and abuse and get her shut down on Twitter. And as a result of that,
I never hear the Jewish people claim George Soros. George Soros has never been claimed by the Jewish people. Now all of a sudden he's like the leader of the Jewish people? No.
They don't want him in Israel, okay? They don't want him in Hungary. They don't even want him in Israel. The Israelis don't want
Nobody
him.
Wants that sack of you-know-what.
He's a Nazi collaborator. He's a coward. You know, there were a lot of Jewish people who made the ultimate sacrifices, and they walked with their fellow Jews when they were shipped off to the gas chambers in Auschwitz and other concentration camps. They made the ultimate sacrifice. All right. But George Soros was a coward, and he decided to collaborate with the Nazis and help them sort through the belongings of other Jews who were then shipped off and murdered by Nazis. You know, George.
And you know what? Let's be clear. He was young when that happened. And if people want to give him that as an out, that's fair. But he said on 60 Minutes it was the best time in his life. He said on 60 Minutes it taught him everything he needed to know about living on Earth.
He said it was the happiest time, and then when the guy from 60 Minutes said, well, do you regret it? Do you have any regrets? He said, no, I don't have any regrets.
But Laura, let's get into the censorship on the other side. Why is it, this is the amazing thing, they call Donald Trump a Nazi. I mean, they call Donald Trump a Nazi all day long. They compare him to Hitler, and then they say, oh, look at Donald Trump, the Israeli shill. I mean, it's like, I can't even believe how mad reality is. It's literally all insane. Donald Trump's Nazi Hitler. Donald Trump is an Israeli shill. It's like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. To me, I just look at it and I say, Donald Trump is just trying to do the best thing he can given the situations. But what are your final comments here before we move on to the censorship in the next segment?
I think that the civil war has already commenced, and I think that people really need to wake up and prepare, because the Democrat Party has advocated for violence and full-blown lies, a full-blown smear campaign, a violence campaign against conservatives in this country. And it's time to really, protect yourself, never disarm, and make sure that you are vigilant and taking precautions to protect yourself and your family, because these people are sick, they are evil, they're deranged, and they are on a total crusade to shut us down and make our lives miserable. I have had 4 friends today message me and tell me that they have been banned from Facebook. 4 of my conservative friends today, you know, and they're just banning people outright. They're trying to silence all of us. They silence you. They silence me. They silence Alex Jones. They just want us to disappear.
Facebook is on a purge today. There's no doubt about that. And Laura, we're going to get Laura Loomer's update on this Facebook purge on the other side. She's been banned again. You're not allowed to talk about George Soros, folks. You know, he's allowed to brag about going around with Nazis when he was a teenager and stealing their property and, you know, sending him to the death camps. But you don't talk about that.
The War Room.
InfoWars.com/show.
With us. We're going to discuss the censorship against her, but a developing story right now. Well, the Kanye West ride was something else, but it is now coming to a conclusion. Kanye West has now just come out in the last hour as he's now anti-Trump. He says he was used for a political movement, and he's done doing anything political. So the question now is, what happened to Kanye West to intimidate him out of his free speech? He regrets the Blexit decision. He regrets doing anything political. He regrets supporting Trump. So what happened to Kanye? Did he get threatened again with a mental institution? Was he really used by conservatives and he was so dumb he didn't even realize it? Or is he being intimidated on the business front? What is going on with that? Boy, oh boy, that is interesting. And he throws Candace Owens under the bus. What does Candace Owens do in response? You know, it's funny because I had people telling me behind the scenes, don't go along with Kanye West. It's all going to be fake. You're going to regret it. Other talk show hosts stepped out on a limb and said, no, Trump is making a huge mistake putting this guy in the White House. Very unpopular opinion at the time. I went with it because it seemed like feel good, and I still think it was feel good, but turns out those people were right. After all, Kanye was a total flake, and he didn't finish the job. And right before the midterms, he says he regrets it all, and he regrets Trump. What happened to Kanye West? So we'll take your calls after this final segment with Laura Loomer. But Laura, you've been censored on Facebook again. I don't know how many times this makes for you. I'm shocked they even allow you to exist. But this is what happens when you report on the real news about George Soros, the groups he funds, and then they ban you for it. So what's your current status on Facebook, Laura?
Well, I can use Facebook at the moment. I just can't use Twitter.
Twitter. Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. But I hardly even really use Facebook anymore because it just seems like everything I post, they're just so anti-fact, anti-truth. So even factual news stories will get you banned on Facebook. So you never know. It's just kind of like playing Russian roulette. But I'm currently suspended on Twitter for the duration of the election, which really sucks. And it's really demoralizing for me personally. And it really just makes me feel kind of sick to my stomach. I mean, I kid you not. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It's like, you know, like after a while, it really just starts to have like an actual physical effect on your body, you know, and just to know that I have like busted my ass and worked so hard to try to like investigate these candidates and bring truth and help bring people to the Republican Party and help get Republican candidates elected and help people see the light and fight the fake news. And now I can't even do that for the duration of the election simply because of who I am, a Trump supporter, a conservative Jew who's actually speaking truth about Trump. I mean, it makes me ill to my stomach. I just have felt like I've been in a constant state of nausea for the past like 72 hours because it just makes me feel so sick to see what is happening in our country. I mean, doesn't it make you feel sick, Owen?
You know, it comes and goes. Honestly, because I've been in the same spot as you. I mean, we were out at the Trump rally in Houston when they banned, like, you know, the story was 18 different InfoWars Twitter accounts banned. It was like the five that we had left to go live from in an hour when we were just going live from the Trump rally.
Yeah.
And you know, the frustration of it, really, Laura, is that, I mean, let's talk about you. You work so hard. You fly around the country. You go and you get these viral videos. You confront politicians. You confront radical leftists. I mean, you work your ass off. And then they tell you you're not allowed to promote yourself. You're not allowed to exist. You're not allowed to build a platform. It's an attack on the American way of life. It's an attack on free speech. It's an attack on free press. It's an attack on you individually. And it just feels like when, again, I mean, look, it's nice the administration calls out the censorship, but they do nothing about it. So I understand where you're coming from. It's like you've been hogtied. Your feet are chained. Your legs are chained. And people are literally just punching you in the gut nonstop. And you're like, somebody do something about it. But It just is allowed to happen, and nobody does anything about it.
And nobody has done anything about it. And meanwhile, people who have done nothing for the president, people who have not really, and I don't want to sound bitter when I say this, but there are people who haven't really exactly like done much for the cause, and they're being invited to the White House, they're being invited to all these events, and they're being invited to be representatives for the alternative media. But like everybody's ignoring people like me and you and InfoWars when we're actually like leading the truth revolution here. And it's very concerning for me because I just want to know, like, what's going to happen when they do decide to just ban all of us? Like, where are we supposed to go? We see what happened to Gab. Gab has been totally deplatformed now as a result of what happened at the synagogue. Yeah. It's not Gab's fault. I mean, they had a crazy user who did something.
Yeah, exactly. No. We should ban Google whenever there's a bomb made, because you can look up how to make bombs on Google and YouTube. So those platforms need to be banned. The first Purge movie should be banned because there was a first Purge party and people got shot. I mean, obviously there is no rhyme or reason to this. It's totally political, Laura.
Exactly. And what are people going to do? Because now what's going to happen is we're not even going to be able to communicate with each other, even if a new platform does come up and is created, because everyone's getting banned. I mean, I just got a message, and I don't know if you can confirm it or not, but I was told that the Proud Boys Facebook page was banned today.
Actually, anything affiliated with Proud Boys or that they can tie to Proud Boys on Facebook has been banned in the last couple hours. Yes.
Yeah.
Facebook is in the middle of a purge right now.
No, they are. And I was told by one of my friends, my friend Jacob Engels, who recently confronted Andrew Gillum,
and he's been with
Roger Stone, of course. He told me that Facebook even banned his mother, who isn't even a conservative. So they're just now they're going after your family members, too. So if you're a member of Proud Boys, or if you're associated with Proud Boys, or if you are tied into any type of conservative organization, they're going to target your family members, too, even if your family members aren't Republicans.
Well, Laura, whenever I'm faced with just thinking about this, it's the same thing that I'm kind of rolling with as a theme here. We are the Dark Knight. We're the ones, the tip of the spear. We're the ones that hit the barbed wire, bleed to death, and then everybody crawls over our rotting corpse and celebrates on the other side of the fence a victory. And we just sit there and die, and nobody gives us any credit. And I'm fine with it. Honestly, I'm okay with being the Dark Knight. I don't need all the attention. I don't need all the money. I don't want to be like Tucker Carlson, where I can't even go into a restaurant and enjoy a meal anymore. But it really is sick, not because, again, like you said, it's not about being bitter. I couldn't care less about that. It's that there's such an attack. There's such an attack on free speech. There's such an attack on conservatives. There's such a double standard. It's tearing our very society and civilization apart. That's what makes me sick, Laura. That's what really eats at me every night, is that this is allowed to go on every day, every night. And it's just matter of fact. Yep, we're just going to censor free speech. Yep, we're just going to go under Chinese communist social credit scores. You Americans, just shut up. Just shut up and just die.
Yeah. And you know why? And people will say, do you ever sleep, Laura? Like, you're tweeting at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I'll admit right now, I'm depressed. This makes me very depressed to know that I'm 25 years old and everything that I want to do, all my goals and my aspirations and the things that I believe in are being taken away from me in the freest country in the world by these communists and jihadi Marxist candidates who are assuming power and destroying our country. I mean, it's depressing.
Well, don't be depressed, Laura, because you're having massive victories and they want you to feel depressed. So don't let them win by making you depressed. You're a champion. You're a winner. That's why they're banning you. Laura Loomer, thanks so much for joining us. Follow her on Twitter at Laura Loomer. Until she's banned from there, probably just a matter of time, folks. Probably just a matter of time before Laura Loomer is totally banned from the internet. She's that effective.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
I'm kind of a worldly person, so I take some of the worldliness and accept it. Other people are not so worldly, and they told me Kanye's a fraud, he's going to bail, he's going to flake out, they're going to use him against Trump in the end. I'm not sure if these people want to be named, even though they're texting me right now, giving me trouble not for naming them, but I'm not sure if they actually want to be named. I will say the one person in media that called it was Michael Savage, so we'll see his take on this. I believe he's actually still live right now. I'll be listening to him later tonight. It's part of my news aggregation. But folks, we've got huge specials right now, and obviously the censorship is real. Who knows how much longer I'll be allowed to exist on any social media platform. In fact, I've put my Twitter down because I don't want to get banned, and I use it for necessary communications. And I'm afraid to even tweet anything, even like, hey, I love the world, I love everyone. They'll probably ban me for that just because I exist. But if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks, we wouldn't even be able to exist, period. And that's how we're able to still have our own website and still do all of our broadcasts, even though it costs us more money because we have to pay for all the bandwidth. But final day. Today is the last day. Today is the last day for the 50% off super sale. So, folks, if you want to take advantage of 50% off every InfoWars Life product, every InfoWars Life supplement, that's the Bodies, the Brain Force Plus, the Secret 12, the Super Male Vitality, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Bone Broth. The list goes on and on and on. Alpha Power, Knockout Sleep Aid, Happies, one of the new products, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Pollen Block. It's all 50% off, but it's the last night. So once the calendar turns over at midnight, boom, 50% off mega sale is done. So you got to take advantage of this, folks, in the next 6.5 hours, or it will be too late. Final day for 50% off every InfoWars Life supplement and free shipping store-wide. So if you want a bigger ticket item like food storage or emergency, you know, water filters, InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. You save a lot of money on shipping, but final day for that special. Oh, and I didn't even mention, I guess final 2 days now for the War Room code to get your Give Me Liberty t-shirt for $17.76. So if you like that t-shirt before it goes back up to full price with coupon code War Room, you can get the Give Me Liberty t-shirt for $17.76. You're going to love it. Great quality. And with coupon code War Room, it's currently $17.76. All right. I've got some other news I'd like to get to, but we've had people holding, so I'm going to go to the phone lines. Let's go to Griff calling in from Utah. Go ahead, Griff. You are on the air.
Hello, Owen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
All right. Last week I said, how stupid do they really think we are? Well, they think that we're this stupid. But the issue is that they think we're so dumb that we can't really anticipate future events. So tomorrow is Halloween, and there's going to be a lot of kids around. Would that be a perfect scenario for maybe a false flag attack?
Well, look, we know how desperate they are, and they'll do just about anything to try to maintain power or steer a narrative in their political agenda direction. So, I mean, I don't know what you think, maybe like some kids event at a church or a school or something, and there's an attack. Is that what's on your mind?
Yeah, I do, because I was carving a pumpkin earlier, sitting there with my daughter, and it just came to my mind that how desperate these people really are, that I would not put past them that they would do this. So I'm just going
to... Well, I'll tell you what, Griff, I hope that, and you know, we hate to sound, you know, bad about this, but you gotta call it like it is. I would hope that you have police that are going to be on extra special attention tomorrow night. Because I can tell you, in my neighborhood growing up, it was a huge, huge hotbed of trick-or-treating activity. I mean, probably, honestly, maybe like one of the biggest in St. Louis. I mean, it was like thousands of kids in the street. And it was a small neighborhood, too. We usually only had one, it was so small, we usually only had one police officer on patrol duty because it was such a small neighborhood. But you'd have thousands of kids going around, and they would put like 4 or 5 officers all on duty that night, driving around, you know, surveilling, making sure all the kids are safe, obviously armed and everything. So I would hope that certain, let's say, schools or churches or people that are going to host events with a lot of kids, let's just hope they have security detail ready to avoid a tragic event like that. Of course, they'll vote down in Pittsburgh 8-1 to arm the security guards at schools, though, Griff. So exactly. I guess we'll just leave the children as sitting targets.
Yeah, that makes me absolutely nervous. So I'm just going to say everybody should just watch their six and report any type of activity that is very suspicious or any type of violent activity, because I would not put it past these people. I can guarantee that this will happen because it's too easy, and it's too easy for us to predict.
And then they'll just, yeah, exactly. And then they can use that to blame Trump. And it's sick, folks. I mean, there's stuff that we don't even talk about, but like, they're trying to get people to come and attack our studios, folks. I mean, you know, I can't say anything else, but it's crazy. Thank you for the call, Griff. Let's go to Jeff calling in from Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Give my call.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, I'm on. Say, I just want to talk about the whole fake pipe bomb thing, because I really think that was the October surprise kickoff. And the way I see it is that thing is like a flaming arrow. That thing was shot out and it was fake as a $3 bill, which we all know, but it's still burning. And it seems like the right has been sort of dummied by that, because now, you know, Pittsburgh happens and there's going to be false flags leading right up to the event, the caravan, all the stuff. And I just got a question for you. I wonder, you know, with that whole sticker thing and how it you know, showed all the people that were the enemy. I wonder if the InfoWars army can be called into action to set up like a collage, mosaic, memes that would really counter the false flag, because their main target is a false flag. That bomb was the first punch in the fight that was, you know, to frame the right. And now they use that for justification for everything. I see Michael Moore, you know, accidentally got him on film. It was reported on Drudge yesterday. I haven't heard it really covered much, but of course, to support the narrative again. And it's complete BS. So I'm wondering, you know, I think to pivot off of that, we need to take the offensive and to really build a narrative about what false flags are and get it out in meme form and, you know, counter this whole sticker gate thing.
You know, that's an interesting thought process, Jeff. But unfortunately, I think that the problem with that would be that there's so much you have to really understand to even get caught up to understand the real wars that are going on right now, the silent wars with quiet weapons, the cold civil wars, the geopolitical climate, even just the basic nature of a false flag. It's almost impossible for someone to really get caught up with that just in a meme or in a short instance. I mean, that's something that, I mean, really, quite frankly, I think people just have to learn for themselves. I don't think that kind of thing can be taught, because you just wouldn't even believe it till you learn it for yourself. Thank you for the call, though, Jeff. As far as the InfoWars Army is concerned, again, we're totally peaceful before they try to say that, you know, we're violent. Totally peaceful, totally legal. If I ever hear about anything violent or illegal, I will report it immediately. But I am having an InfoWars Army event not tomorrow, Monday, next Monday, the night before the midterm elections. I am doing a bridge sign hold. I've got at least 10 signs. We're going to be standing on a major bridge in Austin, Texas, where thousands and thousands of commuters will be driving by. We're going to hold up the signs talking about how great the economy is under Trump, all the records under Trump, why people need to be voting Republican in the midterms. So I can't recruit on Twitter because they banned the InfoWars Army. So reach out to me, either my personal Twitter account, where I guess I will tweet something out and take the threat of being censored for just tweeting something out, and I'll reach out to you. But we need to organize this Monday, Austin, Texas, 5:30 Central. Be out there at the bridge. I'll have the signs for you.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, so everybody's heard by now, Kanye West is coming out saying, oh no, I never liked Trump, I'm not doing political things, I was used. And, you know, that's fine, that's his prerogative. And the rumors and reasons and everything will swirl all night long, and we'll see responses and reports and everything, and we'll see what Kanye's next move is. But here's my thing. I'm not going to sit here and be sympathetic for Kanye West saying he was used for a political agenda. No, you see, I'm not accepting that, because Kanye, you chose this path. You chose to meet with Trump. You chose to meet with Candace Owens. You chose to tell black people they don't have to vote Democrat. That's what you chose. We didn't put you in that role. You put yourself in that role. And then you, it turns out, used us to promote your own brand. So that's just totally ridiculous for Kanye West to say he was used for politics when he's using politics to promote himself. So Kanye West can believe whatever he wants to believe and whatever reasons he has, whether legit or not, for pulling himself out of this political movement and American Revolution. That's fine. That's his prerogative. And again, the rumors and reports will swirl in the next 24 hours and we'll see what the next statement is. But to sit here and act like the victim, Kanye, boy, that's just going right back to the plantation you thought you left, isn't it? Anyway, let's go to Joel calling in from Florida, our final caller for today. Apologize to the others that didn't make it on. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Owen. Just wanted to appreciate you having me on. It's an honor. Wanted to just say I appreciate you, Alex, and Roger. You guys are doing God's work. Really love you guys. Shout out to you here from Florida. One of the main things that I wanted to actually bring up was in regards to the Kanye West incident. Apparently, he's said that he actually had no correlation or interest in the Blexit movement, which I think is kind of weird. He claims that he had Candace Owens go ahead and talk to a designer about it, but he had no interest in being a part of it. So for me, that's kind of interesting to hear him say that now. I was really hoping that he was really down for the cause. You know, I think he was definitely creating a really great movement here. My theory on the whole thing is that I think personally, of course, the truth is going to come out eventually, but I personally think that he was scared because I think that all of his black supporters, all of his Democrat supporters and fans started turning their backs on him. And I think he couldn't stand to see that. A lot of people were talking a lot of bad things about him. So I feel like that kind of got to him. He's a pretty emotional guy. I've listened to his music for several years, so I can kind of tell that. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen from this.
Well, not just emotional, very egotistical as well. I mean, you know, so he doesn't 100%. Want his ego to be bruised.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that. That is so true. Very egotistical guy, which is why I was so, you know, happy to see him speak out for us and to speak out against, them trying to shut us down, trying to shut down the freedom of speech movement. It's crazy, you know, and I was really hoping for something here, man, because he's one of my favorite rappers.
Well, and I just want to be clear about what I'm saying, too, because I don't want to do what the left did to Kanye and, you know, basically, you know, throw him under the bus and insult him all day long. My beef is not with Kanye making up his own mind on whatever the case may be here to be political or not. My issue is, to me, this is Kanye West just showing himself as a total hypocrite to sit here and act like the victim now or act like he didn't want to be part of a political movement. Give me a break, dude. You're the one that went to the White House in a Trump hat.
Right. No one forced him to do that. You're absolutely right. And for him to say that he's been used is ridiculous. He made the choice to say what he said. And, you know, for him to try to retract that now and make it seem like we forced him to do that, like it was some agenda, is ridiculous to me. So I agree with
you. But I'll tell you what. Here's my short-term prediction. And I think you're right. We'll probably get to know a little bit more about this. Who knows if we'll know the full story. But my prediction is, all of the black conservatives that got behind Kanye are the ones that are going to turn his back. All the black liberals out there that turn their back on Kanye, they're never going to let you back, dude. Hate you.
Right.
Exactly. And if he thinks that by coming out here and throwing Trump under the bus or throwing conservatives under the bus is going to win him back in favor with all of these racist liberals, he's just got the wrong thought. So we'll see what happens. But Kanye West is welcome to believe and say whatever he wants to believe. I'm just not going to sit here and be lectured by some hypocrite who says, oh, I'm the victim. I was used. Bro, you put on the Trump hat. You went to the White House. You rapped about Trump. You said you love Trump. You said you weren't going to be bullied. And then it turns out you get bullied and you back out. So that's my beef. Kanye West can believe whatever he wants politically and do whatever he wants with himself. That's none of my business. But don't sit here and act like the victim. All right, Joel, thank you so much for the call and the kind words. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I have a sine wave that I'm hosting Monday, 5:30 in Austin, Texas, an InfoWars Army event. So if you're interested in joining me, please tweet at me or honestly, shooting me an email is almost impossible. I get like 1,000 emails a day. It's a joke. I can't even use email anymore. I can't use social media. But let me just get through the rest of this news here real quick. Now, this is coming from a North Carolina State professor. You may have seen this, but my image here is bad. But it made its round on Twitter. So a sociology professor at NC State basically tells its students how to think politically and how they can shut down their parents' politics. It talks about blocking conservative news outlets on their cable box. It talks about, this is a professor, again, telling them who are the believable people in media. They say Dan Rather, Chris Hayes, Jemele Hill, some of the Joy Reid, Rachel Maddow. So it's just another example of professors and teachers politicizing their students where it shouldn't be going on. They say that conservatives are white supremacists, racist, anti-Semites. So all of that stuff. This is a professor at NC State who should be fired immediately. And my guess, this is something that just went viral yesterday. So my guess is by the end of tomorrow, people will know more about this professor and this story as it makes its rounds. But an NC State professor politicizing its students, that should not be allowed. Now, somebody sent me this from Indivisible Austin. Listen to this total tripe that you get from the left in Austin. I'm serious. I'm reading directly from this, folks. Last week, a Trump zealot in Florida mailed pipe bombs to prominent Trump critics. They were fake bombs, but they don't point that out, including Jewish investor George Soros. I love how they say Jewish investor. Again, Soros is a Jew all of a sudden. He wasn't until now. Investor, they say. Investor. And on Saturday, a gunman walked into the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh and murdered 11 worshipers on Shabbat. The gunman believed the fake, yet very mainstream rumor that refugees fleeing violence in Central America is a Jewish conspiracy. And then look at that fake news. The people coming in the caravan are actually violent. We have them on tape. They've been caught with bombs, with guns, trafficking children, bludgeoning police officers. This is crazy. And the guy that shot up the synagogue was anti-Trump. Look at the leftist propaganda in Austin, and you wonder why these liberals are retarded. Excuse me. But they get lied to all day long. They believe this crap. I'm sorry. This stuff infuriates me so much. It just infuriates me that people get propagandized like this, and they don't even know it. It goes on. You know what? I can't handle it. I don't think I can handle this. I'll try to get through this. White supremacy and anti-Semitism are deeply entwined. Right wing. This propaganda is unbelievable, folks. These are deeply dangerous and troubling times made vastly worse by a president who lacks any empathy or ability to act outside his own self-interest. That's these people. This week, on November 6th, we can bend the arc of history closer to justice. These people want no law, no order. They hate police. They hate America. And then they try to virtue signal like they're the good people. But hey, I will give Indivisible Austin, the most radical left propaganda machine in this city, disgusting people. You're sick what you do to people. You know that? You're sick what you do to innocent people's minds. It's sick what Media Matters does to innocent people's minds. It's sick what the Southern Poverty Law Center does to people who don't know any better. You take advantage of the weak-minded and you know it. You're going straight to hell. You prey on the weak-minded. And I think that makes me more mad than anything is seeing you prey on the weak-minded people out there that don't know any better and they actually believe your propaganda. But Indivisible Austin does report that Texas voting machines are switching votes. And then look at the soy boy cuck that runs the whole thing. You know what? I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm done. I'm signing off. Alex Jones is going to be back live tonight, 8 p.m. Central. Are we going to let these people destroy our country, folks? Are we going to let these people destroy our independence? Are we going to let these people destroy our prosperity? Are we going to let these people destroy our birthright? Are we going to let these people propagandize our youth? Are we going to let these people lie us into slavery? No! No! We're coming for you with the truth! We're coming for you at the polls! Your time is up. This isn't about my plan. This isn't about a conservative plan, Trump's plan. This is about God's plan. And God has a hot place for you.